This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan and the United States joined forces to criticize China's coercion and aggression in Asia, as senior ministers from both countries held their first in-person talk since President Joe Biden took office in January. Aside from the sharp rhetoric aimed at Beijing, the meeting Tuesday in Tokyo and a planned stop next in Seoul are as much an effort by the Biden administration to reassure worried allies in Asia after occasionally confrontational dealings with the Trump administration. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after holding the so-called 2+2 security talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and their Japanese counterparts, said democracy and human rights are being challenged and the United States will push with its partners for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations to help Donald Trump in last November's presidential election. That is according to declassified intelligence assessments that found broad efforts by the Kremlin and Iran to shape the outcome of the race. But ultimately, no evidence that any foreign actor changed votes or otherwise disrupted the voting process. The report was released Tuesday from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and represents the most detailed assessment of the array of foreign threats to the 2020 election. These included efforts by Iran to undermine confidence in the vote. This is as well as harming Trump's reelection prospects, as well as Moscow operations that used Trump's allies to smear Joe Biden, the eventual winner. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Shootings at two massage parlors in Atlanta and one in the suburbs left 8 people dead, many of them women of Asian descent, according to authorities Tuesday. A 21-year-old man was taken into custody in southwest Georgia hours later after a manhunt. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said 3 people were killed at a spa northeast Atlanta, while a 4th person was killed at another spa across the street. He said all 4 victims were female, and it appears that they may be Asian. A surge of migrants on the southwest border has the Biden administration on the defensive, with the head of Homeland Security acknowledging the depth of the problem Tuesday, but insisting it's under control and saying he will not revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. The number of migrants being stopped at the U.S.-Mexico border has been rising since last April, and the administration is still rapidly expelling most single adults and families under a public health order issued by President Donald Trump at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. But it is allowing teens and children to stay, at least temporarily, and they have been coming in ever larger numbers. More than 4,000 migrant children were being held by the Border Patrol as of Sunday, including at least 3,000 in custody, longer than the 72-hour limit set by a court order. At least 2 people protesting last month's military coup were reportedly shot and killed by Myanmar security forces Tuesday after a morning of peaceful marches. Security forces have killed scores of the countrymen in recent days, and the UN has put the death toll at 149 since the February 1st coup that toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said 183 people have been killed since the coup. Violence was reported Tuesday in the biggest city, Yangon, where the casualties have been the highest. Police fired rubber bullets in several neighborhoods, and one man was reportedly killed. Another killed was reported in Kowloon City in the northwestern region. Britain's new foreign and defense policy priorities show how the country will relearn the art of competing against states with opposing values, according to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, unveiling his government's so-called integrated review. In the wake of Britain's departure from the European Union, Johnson said the government wanted to strengthen its ties with countries in the Indo-Pacific region. Over the next 4 years, the government plans for Britain to also invest at least £6.6 billion of defense spending in advance and next-generation research. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.